This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. So glad that you've tuned in today. We trust that God will have a blessing in store for you as we go into the book of Romans. That's the book of Romans, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and then Romans. It's in the New Testament. We thank God for this book on doctrine, which means teaching. And we pray that God will bless it to our hearts as we look into it. Go verse by verse through this book of Romans. What a book on doctrine this is. We ought to learn much as we go week by week through this blessed book. Now let's bow for prayer and ask God's blessing on His Word. Now, Father, we pray You'd bless the Word of God to every heart, every listener. Speak to them. May they know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. If they're not saved now, may they soon trust Him. And then, Father, for you that are those that are saved of our listening audience, we pray, oh God, that we would draw nigh to Jesus, know Him in a special and a new way by looking unto Him afresh today. Have thine own way. Save that one that's lost, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you will, the book of Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience of faith among all nations for his name. Now let's look at that first verse. It says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. That word there means a slave, a bond slave. And we need to thank God that we're able to be that to the Lord Jesus Christ. It says Paul, a servant. We know who wrote the book to the Romans. It was the Apostle Paul. And he says he's a servant. Here he was an apostle, and yet he said, I'm just a bond slave of Jesus. And you know, a bond slave has no wishes of his own. But then he has no work of his own. And thank God he has no worries of his own. We ought to be like that. We ought to be wrapped up in Jesus, serving him, and realizing that our sufficiency is of him, not of self, but of him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it says, called to be an apostle. The Apostle Paul was called on the Damascus Road, set apart for the gospel ministry, saved by the grace of God. If you have time, look over there, study through the book of the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, and see what God says there about the conversion of the Apostle Paul. Then it says, separated unto the gospel of God. Thank God for Bible separation, for our separation from the world, unto godliness and unto the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the gospel? The gospel is given to us over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. Let's look over there if you have your Bible turned. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. And it says there, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now this is the gospel. Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and he rose again for our justification. We might be right in the eyes of God. How we ought to thank God for the gospel. And Paul said, I am separated unto the gospel of God. The gospel that Christ saves, died, buried, and rose again, that we might be saved and born again. It says in the second verse, which he had promised afore by the prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Therefore, this gospel was promised not just in the New Testament, but it was promised before Paul ever came on the scene, before Jesus was ever born of a virgin, of Mary in Bethlehem. This was prophesied in the Old Testament in the Holy Scriptures. We believe the Bible is the Word of God. We hold to the King James Version of the Bible as the very Word of God in the English language. We thank God for it. It says here, which was promised before by the prophets who gave the word. Then it says, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Now, this is not speaking about the Spirit. The Spirit is of God. And there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But here it says, according to the flesh line. In other words, Joseph was of a lineage of David. Joseph, the stepfather, the guardian father of Jesus. Of course, Jesus' real father was God Almighty. He had no earthly father because the seed that was in Mary was that of the Holy Ghost of God. And so both he and his mother are of the seed line of David. It says, according to the flesh. Then it says, and declared to be the Son of God, not what? A son, but the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. By whom we have received grace and apostleship. Now, what is grace? What is grace? Grace is the unmerited favor and love of God. Undeserved, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the grace of God that saves us, the mercy of God. Not that we deserve salvation, we deserved hell, but Jesus died on Calvary to set us free and to give us eternal life by faith and simple trust in him. How we ought to praise God for this grace and apostleship. It says, Paul said, we received it, the grace and apostleship, from the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, for obedience of the faith among all nations, for his name. Oh, thank God. Over in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. That name is the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. None other name. We have to be saved in and through and by the name and person and the work of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loved us and died for us on Calvary's cross. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift, the gift of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's grace. Amazing grace we sing. Some call it the anthem of their church, the hymn of their church. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It's amazing grace. Unbelievable. I believe it was D.L. Moody who walked down the streets of New York City. And as he walked down the streets, he was crying out, and God's Spirit was flooding his soul. And he said, grace, grace, grace. And a person came up and said, grace who? And he said, amazing grace, amazing grace. And oh, it is the grace of God. And it says, for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Then it says, among whom ye are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, among whom ye are ye also called, the called of Jesus Christ. In other words, he said, you Romans were called by Jesus Christ just like I was. You were saved. You were set apart to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to be a servant of Jesus Christ just like I was. And then it says, to all that be in Rome, all those that are saved, beloved of God, those that God has a special and a favored love for, those that are saved, called to be saints. Now, many get this mixed up and think that saints are some kind of statues in a church building. This is not so. The Bible says, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. In other words, those there at Rome that were living and doing the work of Christ, there in Rome, they were saints. And you and I, who are born again Bible believers, saved ones, are saints by faith in Christ Jesus. If you look with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, it talks about saints over there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2 says, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Here it speaks about the saints of God, those that are living and serving Jesus Christ right there. And then at the end of the book of 1 Corinthians, the very last chapter, the 16th chapter, verse 15, he signs off, he starts the book of 1 Corinthians with this matter of saints, and then he salutes them at the end, and he says in verse number 15, he says, of chapter number 16 of 1 Corinthians, turn there with me, and it says in that last chapter, verse number 15, I beseech you, brethren, ye know the household of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of a chia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Now, they're not talking about dead people. They're talking about living, born again believers. They had addicted themselves to ministering to those saints that were at Corinth. And then we see another verse as well in the last chapter of the book of Romans. He opens to the saints. And then in the same book we're studying, Romans chapter 16 and verse number 2, we see 1 and 2, we see the same thing. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Centuria, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of. For she hath been a succor of many, and of myself also. Here he says, of this one called Phoebe, the sister, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints. In other words, you be the right kind of saints. You do right. You accept her as a saint. And you be like the right kind of saints ought to be. That's not speaking about dead people. That's tradition. That's not the Bible. The Bible teaches us that saints are living, born again people in Jesus Christ. And then it says, grace to you and peace. Thank God it says grace to you and peace. Grace comes first, then peace. Grace and then peace. When you're saved, then the peace of God comes. Until you're saved, there is no peace, saith my God to the wicked. Until you get born again, until your heart is washed in the blood of Jesus, until your filthy mind is cleansed by His blood, and mine was filthy too. My heart was wicked until Jesus came in and washed me clean in His precious blood. But until every sinner receives Christ, realizing they're a sinner, and comes to Him, there's no peace, no godly peace. There's no joy, no godly joy. There's no happiness, no godly happiness, until Jesus comes in. And it says, peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he says, in verse 8, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. What a tremendous thing. He says, first of all, I'm starting this letter to you at Rome, and he says, first of all, I want to thank God. Oh, if we ought to be that kind of Christian like the Apostle Paul. We ought to be thankful. We ought to thank God for everything. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You ought to be thankful for the rain, thankful for everything, for the clothes you have, the clothes you don't have. Thank God for the car you have and the automobile that you don't have. Thank God for the house you have and the one you don't have. If you had a big mansion, you'd maybe get all swelled up in your mind. Maybe you do have. If you do, you ought to thank God for it. But if you don't, and you have just a little house, you ought to thank God. Maybe if you had a big mansion, you'd go into the flesh and you'd serve the flesh and the devil and not serve Jesus like you ought to. Oh, many times great millionaires are humbled down to an estate when they have very little so that they'll look up and be born again. I know a millionaire who's a Christian today, and he said, one day I had $180,000 worth of bills on my desk. I could have claimed bankruptcy, but God got me to a Bible-preaching church in that state when I was despondent and knew not which way to turn, for my finances were gone. I could have claimed bankruptcy, but he said, I turned it all over. I went to church. I got saved, and I turned my business over to God, and he said, now I'm a millionaire. And he flies all over just to take care of his businesses. He gave his business to God. But we need to come down so God can speak to us and lift us up. We need to be thankful. He says, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. He was thankful for these ones. Not only that, the Bible says that here that he thanked God through Jesus Christ. There is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. You can't pray through a saint. You can't pray through a church. You can't pray through a preacher. You can't pray through any other means, a liturgy and so forth. You pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God the Father through Jesus Christ, and your prayers will be answered. Here the Apostle Paul said, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. He talked to God the Father, and he talked through God the Son. There's one mediator and one alone. There's one that died for our sins, and it's Jesus Christ. There's one that shed his blood. There's one that's the Redeemer. And unless your faith is in him, you'll die and go to hell without Jesus Christ. He is the only way to heaven. There's no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's the only way. Some people say, well, what about the heathen? The Bible says there's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way. Not a way, the way. And he's the only way to heaven. Oh, I trusted him 17 years ago. He flooded my soul with the joy of heaven, and I was born again of that incorruptible seed of the Word of God. and my life's been changed. Have you been born again? Have you been saved? If not, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. You better thank God for what you have, and then you better thank God for Jesus who loved you and died for you on Calvary, and repent. Turn to Jesus. Give your heart to Him while you have a chance, and then write us. Please write us and tell us of what God's done for you. Send for some literature. We'd be glad to send it to you free of charge to help you in your Christian walk. That's the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Getzville, New York.